And if you'll turn with me now to page 16, or questions numbers 62 through 64, as we continue in our study in understanding of what we just read or made profession of. Question number 62, let's read responsibly. But why cannot our good works be the whole or part of our righteousness before God? Because the righteousness which can stand before the judgment seat of God must be perfect throughout and entirely conformable to the divine law. But even our best works in this life are all imperfect and defiled with sin. Do our good works merit nothing, even though it is God's will to reward them in this life and in that which is to come? The reward comes not of merit, but of grace. But does not this doctrine make man careless and profane? No, for it is impossible for those who are implanted into Christ by true faith should not bring forth fruits of thankfulness. Amen. So again, last week we were reminded in questions numbers 59 through 61, focusing on the righteousness of God, the righteousness of Christ, and that righteousness is our righteousness by true faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid it all. Again, all to him I owe. Not only has he washed my sins, washed me whiter than snow, but as it said in question number 60, the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ is mine, is granted and imputed to me, as if I had never committed or had any sin, and had accomplished all the obedience which Christ has fulfilled for me, if only I accept such benefit with a believing heart. And so the question arises, what about good works? This was the question that arose in the Reformation. This was a challenge that Luther had to deal with. If we are justified by faith alone, what about good works? Where do they fit in? Are you not loosening people to just sin? Luther said no. The Bible says no. God says no. We are called to be holy as he is holy. And so God calls us to do, not only to believe, but to do, to trust and obey. And so the righteousness, yes, that righteousness must be perfect, that is acceptable to God. Is it your righteousness? Is it my righteousness in ourselves? Acceptable to God? Question 62 says, no, emphatically no. Why? Because Jesus himself said, be ye therefore perfect as I am, or my Father is perfect. God requires perfect obedience from the heart. Perfect obedience, perfect, as we will see later on in the catechism, the right motivation, the right goal, following the right standard. How many times have we done the right thing, but with the wrong goal? How many times have we done the right thing with the wrong motivation? How many times have we done the wrong thing, thinking we were doing the right thing because the goal was right? The point is, we fall so far short. And so, therefore, it required Jesus' righteousness, which is perfect. But then the question, well, then should we just forget it? Not do anything good? Let's sin that grace may abound. Paul says what? May it never be. If we are redeemed by the blood of Christ, if we are righteous before God, then we respond, notice in question 64, by thankfulness. We respond by saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And how can we truly show that thankfulness? Jesus says, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. But notice, I love that answer there in question 63. God does reward good works because of grace. Those good works, the ability to do a good work, number one, is the grace of God, right? The ability to desire to do what he wants, to please him, that's a work of grace. That's a work of the Spirit of God. That's not the natural man. So the desire is there. The goal is the gift of God. The word of God telling us how to do it is a gift of God. It's all of grace, right? And we see that we fall short, but yet God still rewards it. Why? Because it's grace. I am reminded of, and I've shared this before, the idea of a young boy or a young girl wanting to honor their father on Father's Day. Well, that's today. Oh, good. And so this child decides, wants to give his dad, or she wants to give his dad a glass of water. And so he gets this cup and he fills it with water, and he comes into the dad's study and hands him this glass of water. Happy Father's Day, Dad. And the father takes the glass of water and he looks in it, and there's a bunch of dirt on the bottom of the glass. And what does the father do? Does he dump it out and say, "That was stupid. Look at all that dirt in the glass. You know, you could do better than that." Is that the right thing for him to say? No. He drinks it down and says, "Thank you." Or maybe he just takes a sip, but he says, "Thank you." The point is, how many of our works are like that glass of water we give to the Father, and the Father takes it and accepts it? Because it's a gift of grace. And so the question is, well, again, like I said, well, men are careless and profane if we're saved by grace. And the answer is no. If the Spirit has begun a good work in you, he is the Holy Spirit who is working holiness in you. And if you're implanted into Christ, then the fruit of that is what? Holiness. And so we praise God that he who's begun a good work in us will complete it. Amen?
Amen.